In this video, we are looking at the difference between awkward questioning and loving curiosity. Most people have experienced both. Awkward questioning feels like pressure. It may feel like an interview, an interrogation, a test, or a trap. The person being questioned may wonder, why are they asking this, or do I have to answer, or are they judging me? Loving curiosity feels different. It is patient. It gives room. It notices the other person without demanding access to everything private. Agape love helps us ask, what is truly good before God for this person, for me, for this relationship, and for this situation? That question matters because curiosity can be used wrongly. Questions can be used to gossip, gather private details, win influence, push romance, shame someone, or control a conversation. That is not Christ-like curiosity. In people skill confidence, we ask questions with humility. We remember that every person is an organic human created by God. Each person has a spiritual and physical life before. Each person has a story, emotions, relationships, responsibilities, wounds, hopes, and boundaries. So how do we move from awkward questions to loving curiosity? First, begin gently. You do not need to start with the deepest question. Begin with something fitting to the setting. Second, ask open questions. Instead of only asking questions that can be answered with yes or no, ask questions that invite a little more story. Third, use follow-up questions. A follow-up question shows that you are listening. If someone says, I have been working on a project, you might ask, what has been the most interesting part of that project? Fourth, respect privacy. A person should not feel forced to share pain, conflict, family details, money pressure, sexual history, trauma, or private spiritual struggles because you asked. Fifth, watch the person's response. If the person gives short answers, looks uncomfortable, changes the subject, or grows quiet, love may mean giving space. Questions are not successful because they produce a long conversation. Sometimes the most loving question is simple, and the most loving response is to stop asking. You can also use gracious self-conversation. If a question feels awkward, do not attack yourself. Say, I am learning. I can slow down. I can listen. I can repair if needed. You might even say out loud, you do not have to answer that. If it feels too personal, that one sentence can turn pressure into safety. People skill confidence is not about becoming clever. It is about becoming more loving, wise, and present in Christ. Reflection question, when do questions feel loving to you and when do they feel pressuring? Gentle next step, practice one follow-up question this week that shows you truly heard what the other person said.